Welcome to the Fondcast. I'm Stefan Rudd. The Democrats and the media, they spend a large amount of time trying to influence us. It's no longer about trying to make us more informed and smarter about what's happening around the world anymore, where it used to be back in the 70s and 80s, but it's now about controlling the narrative. It's now about indoctrination. It's now about concealing and covering up their deeds. It's become a part of the crime syndicate, the crime system, the criminal system of the elites, where you have your different roles in the syndicate, in the crime system. You have your enforcers, the FBI and whatnot. You have your you have the people that are in charge of public image and persona to make it look like, you know, it's legitimate. In the mafia world, they will be the business people, the people who run the businesses, who run the storefronts that are fronts. And this is the government. These are the governors, the mayors, the president, the congressmen. They're the front men to make it look like it's all legitimate. And you can legally conceal and hide your activity based on your front men and their activities, their public roles in society. And then you have your guards, the ones who go out there and do damage control to make sure that no one looks in the proper spots. And this is your media. This is what Hollywood is about. This is what, of course, Hollywood's also about, making you do things, making you take action to help them stay protected, to keep them covered up. But this is what the mainstream media's job is too, is to get you to look somewhere else, to smooth over anything that may look bad. If you find truth and you find fact, the media's job now is to smooth it over, to make you look over here instead of over there. And so now we're being controlled by these corporations, really, because the America itself is a corporation that's owned by the British government. And then we have, you know, the IRS. I've blown this before. The IRS is also a private company that's owned by the Crown Royal, that's owned by the British people, basically, the government. And then we have, you know, we have every aspect of our lives being controlled by people who own corporations. The CDC is private. The IRS is private. The Federal Reserve Bank, they give us our money. We're literally borrowing their money, their property. Our U.S. dollar is the property of the Federal Reserve Banks. And we're borrowing their property, which is stupid on its surface. And the WHO is a private company. And we can go on and on and on. And we're being silenced by people that run Facebook and Twitter. Private corporations are running the entire day-to-day lives of the American people. And the media itself is obviously a privately owned company. All of them are. And their job now is to make sure we don't understand what's going on here. You know, back in when I was a kid, and even up until the last 2 years, the last year, really, last year itself, if you would have said that there were aliens out there, you were called a nut. If you would have gone on Facebook or Twitter or done a video about aliens, you know, up until that time, you were looked at like a moron. Like you have a wild and vivid imagination. And everyone in government, the ones that wanted to stay relevant and stay powerful, they had to make you look stupid. Now, I don't believe the aliens, you know, at all. I believe the aliens are demons. That's my opinion. I don't believe, you know, that God made these other creatures on Earth that have higher intellect than us or not, or whatever. I don't believe he made that other creatures. If you do, that's fine. I'm not judging you for that. I personally don't believe that God made any other types of beings like that, because the Bible says, you know, when he created man, the angels were like, well, who is this man that you made? Because he seemed more higher than we are. And this is what, you know, it said in Psalms 82. It was a Psalm 8, I can't remember offhand, but the angels were wondering why God made us so special. So I don't believe that there's an alien out there that's more special and more superior in intellect and in knowledge and ability than humans. Because man was made just like God. So right off the bat, anything any idea that makes it look like aliens are of a higher breed of creation than man, in my honest opinion, sounds like Luciferian occult philosophy. But that's just me. But having said that, we're sitting here and we were told for years that was wrong, that was fake. Your mind is just confused. Your mind is just, you've watched too much TV. You have a wild imagination. And now they're talking about aliens now. They're showing videos now, which is crazy because they're showing old footage that I've seen for decades that they were having on conspiracy documentaries and stuff. And now all of a sudden they're putting this stuff on TV. They're showing it on TV on the news and the government's ready to have a hearing on this. Obama is talking about this now. What's the point here I'm making here? We were called crazy for saying it. Well, people that believe in it were called crazy for saying it. And now all of a sudden, when it's convenient now, when there's an agenda on the table, okay, yeah, it's real. Yeah, yes, yeah, you guys are right. And here's the thing here. Weren't we right also about the Wuhan lab? The COVID virus being engineered in the Wuhan lab a year ago? Weren't we also right about Governor Newsom pushing people into sick nurse, pushing sick elderly into nursing homes where they can die? And Whitmer as well? Weren't we right about a lot of things here? And you know what's funny? And I won't say who it was, but someone came to visit me, you know, recently. I have live visits, so no one knows who it is. And I started to see that they're starting to not, the hardcore left, they're beginning to not believe the entire mask mandate stuff now. They're beginning to believe, you know, that, you know, it's like I was getting less pushback on a lot of things that normally I would get pushback on. What's happening here? They're waking people up because now their lies are being exposed. So they're not even here anymore. The media isn't here to give us news. They're here to redirect, distract, deflect, protect the deep state. And that's all they've been doing. Even with the election fraud, they've been protecting the deep state in their actions. And when they try to spin the stories and stuff and try to cast doubt on the Arizona audit, now they're making threats because the audit should be over today. They're making threats now. Why? Because they are losing control over their ability to deflect, to distract, to have you looking over here instead of there. And now people who would normally never even pay attention to this stuff is beginning to say, okay, now it's getting ridiculous. Now you have too many, your stories don't make sense anymore. And it had to be this way, because if it didn't happen this way, there would not be the amount of people who are waking up now on both sides of the aisle. The one we're already awake on this side, but the other side was sleep. So I think we're going to see some things happening really fast over the next few weeks that's going to change this entire narrative. Follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/StephanRudd. I'm also on Telegram, t.me/StephanRudd. If I'm not on Telegram, I'm on Facebook. I have the same things going on both pages, both accounts. If I get banned from Facebook, which I probably will because I'm a four-time Facebook felon. So if you don't see me on Facebook for a whole day, not posting or responding to anything, I am in Facebook jail and you must come and find me on Telegram. Telegram is, you know, is where I'm going to be able to say more things and say what I want to say and not get blocked for it, not get banned for it. And also on Telegram, if you have a problem finding all the comments to the Telegram, for some reason, their comments are sometimes going to be in the group. So I have a group that's attached to the actual channel. That's the only way to get comments on the channel. So I have a Defondcast group, and I have the Defondcast channel, and both of those are needed to have comments on the channel. If I didn't have the group, then the channel wouldn't have any comments or the ability to have comments. Okay, so I have the if you want to catch up with all the comments that are being made, and I'm telling you, the people in the group side of the Defondcast channel, they drop some real comms. So one of them, is her name is Courtney. She finds stuff. I don't know where she finds the stuff at, but she is a general. So she drops a lot of comms on there. You can catch up on her drops and stuff. Sherry Klein. I know I shouldn't name names on here, but I'm saying her name on here. Sherry Klein's, you know, my good friend, and she has a lot of great comms. You got to follow her too. Also on Facebook, she is a warrior. Okay. Then there's Ashley and some people. I won't name more names. I don't want to get anybody upset with me, but you got to find these people. And you'll find them in the group dropping comms. The other ones you'll find on Facebook, you know, Ashley has her own show too. So, Wake Up Call 911, you can catch her on Rumble. Okay. So she has interviews. She does interviews with people, different experts and stuff. So new show. And she'll grow. She'll be excellent. Her and Jessica will be excellent. Okay. Anyway, that was just a quick little shout out to my friends here. But anyway, also you can catch me on Rumble, rumble.com/C/StephanRudd. I have the video form version of the audio on there. But it won't be, graphics yet. It won't be images yet. It'll just be a still shot for now. I'm trying to get my kids out the house so I can get back to the camp and stuff. Hopefully the camp will start soon. It's been delayed. So hopefully it'll start soon. Then I can get my kids out of here and I can have my space back and I can work and do my thing. Okay. But anyway, when that happens, then I'll be able to do videos too. And then make it even more exciting. Okay. All right. So, also my website, which is down now because I'm moving host, defondcast.com. Look, y'all, so we have this thing going on here now in Arizona, okay? And you wouldn't notice, you know, if you watch the news, because the news is trying to make sure that you don't understand what's happening down there. But the Arizona audits here, they should be done today. I was told they were already done. But they should be done. They should be done for sure today. If Merrick Garland doesn't, you know, try to do something stupid. There, you know, I was told on Friday night, I think it was, Friday, I think it was Friday, maybe Saturday. I was told Friday or Saturday that there were 12 delegates down there. It wasn't just nine. The news said it was nine, but it was 12 down there. Well, then now it's confirmed as of yesterday, there was 13 of them down there and then more were coming in. So we got more delegates coming in this week. So, I'm hearing that it could be up to like 20, 25, you know, but before mid of the week, you know, so we'll see if that happens or not. But they're bringing in, these are delegates, y'all, that these are ones that they actually decide who gets those precious EC votes. Okay. And I think I'm not going to say that on the audio, but I'm hearing some stuff, you know, already is happening at least in the area of being influenced to change the outcome of the election. I'll say that. And we're going to see things happening down there this week and probably next week. And hopefully, if Merrick Garland doesn't get in there and try to stop them, we'll see some results coming out this week. There's a piece here in the Yahoo News. And this is, I went over this here a little bit on Facebook over the weekend. It says Garland, let me go up here. Garland charts DOJ collision course with Maricopa County election audit. And then in the piece here, he's basically going after the Arizona auditors. He's making threats to come down. He's not using the name. He's not stating the name Arizona audit. I mean, Arizona. But he's talking about like stopping these people from releasing their results to the world. He's this guy here is the AG. For those who don't know, he's the appointed AG from Joe Biden. I had to play along, y'all. Okay, I know Joe Biden isn't really in power, but I had to play along. Okay, which I think, and by the way, as a sidebar, the stuff that I saw over the weekend with him being in the palace. I'm sorry, y'all. You can ask people who live there. That palace is boarded up, y'all. That palace is boarded up. It's been boarded up for over a year. Okay. I got friends who live over there. And they drive past the area. It's boarded up. So I don't know where they were. I don't know if they created, like the White House. I don't know if they created another set that resembles the palace grounds. But the palace is boarded up. And it has been for a long time. And the rightful queen and king, and all the royals, the rightful owners, are now in litigation over there, trying to get their throne back. And this is all, I got some notes on that too, but I won't get into that deeply today. My point is, I don't know what they were doing, where they were when they did this G7 meeting. No clue, but it could not have been the palace. Just saying, but he's over there. He's over there. I'm gonna play along. He's over there, and he's meeting with the queen and whatnot. And the agenda here is to who knows what the agenda is over there. It's probably the world, global, because they tell you one thing on TV, but I think the real agenda there is to set up the global economy. Okay, that's why I really believe it is. But while he's over there, and he's over there doing all, I had to point to all that stuff, and I lost it, y'all. I never do that, but guess what? I'm moving on with the show. I had to point to all that. I went too far on a tangent and got lost. But so he's over there, and this is all a distraction, in my opinion. And they're so worried now. Joe Biden had to send his AG to come and threaten the Arizona audit auditors. Since the message was the clearest signal, yet that this is the second paragraph of the Yahoo News. The message was the clearest signal, yet that the Biden administration is gearing up to crack down on Republican-led Arizona Senate reviews in Maricopa County, which has attracted GOP officials from other states. To consider they're saying GOP officials. They're not saying delegates. Notice that? Notice how this is Yahoo News now. This is Yahoo News now. They're not trying to present what's really happening here. They're trying to make it look like it's partisan. They're trying to make it look like, they're sending over their own kind, to support it. Now, there are people from the Senate over there, too. Don't get me wrong. There are people from the Senate over there. But there are also delegates, state delegates. They are anonymous. No one knows who they are. They make the choice. They're the ones who make the decisions about the votes. Right? So they're saying here, they're sending over GOP officials. Are you serious, man? They most people will read this article here and not even catch that. And I'm not saying they're slow or stupid, but what I'm saying is they're covering up the real situation here, and they're really good at doing it. If I didn't call it out, you would never know it was there. Which has attracted GOP officials from the other states to consider their own. And by the way, it's not just GOP states, y'all. states that the states that are also going down there don't even have Republican majorities. Are you hearing me? They're sending over. There are states that don't even have Republican majorities down there. I mean, you know, as far as state, well, then again, though, there's a lot of states out there that have Republican majorities, but there are some down there that don't have it. And by the way, the audit that occurred in New Hampshire, that's not a GOP led state majority. It's not. Yet they audited the election. Now they did it fraudulently, but they still audited. Anyway, a clash could very well happen before the audit is complete. The audit is already done. The audit is already done. Well, it's not done until the day. Technically, it ain't done to the day. At some point in the day. But I was told it's already done. And the reason why these state delegates are down there is because it is done. And they're coming to see the results. Why would they come at the end of the audit? Because they have to make a decision based on the evidence if there is a need to decertify the election. Now, how do you decertify? You recall your votes. You don't give them the Trump, though. You just recall it. I'm going to move on from that. I'll get back to it later on. Garland made, this is the piece here, Garland made the comments during a policy speech on voting rights in Washington, D.C. He said Democrats love talking about civil rights. They were the party who fought against it. They voted against the Civil Rights Act. They voted against, you know, anyway. You get sick and tired of people who are trying to virtue signal, and they are the majority. They were the main ones providing the civil liberties in America. 95% or more of all these laws that were created. There was a time, let me on a sidebar. There were times where there was racism in the system, and that was when we had the whites and the blacks, you know, separated, legally separated. Coming in the back door if you're black. You come in, you're eating, you sit in the back of the bus if you're black. Whatever. You get your own white section, got your own white fountain, and so on. There was a time where legally on paper, when we had the laws, there was racism in America. That time has been done for at least 40 years. It's over. There are no more laws in the books that are racist. And the people at the top of all this stuff here, the civil rights inequality, I'm probably saying it wrong. The civil inequality based on race was always on the side of the Democrats. And now here they are. Now they was against it. They didn't want it to pass. And here they are putting people, he going to quote, the civil rights division is going to need more lawyers. The civil rights division? Are you serious, man? And announced that within 30 days, that your president, the guy that you're working for, with the same guy just back in the 80s, was talking about he didn't want his white kids going to school with the black kids. It's the same guy that was on the Senate floor, and he had the liberty to attack black people and call us super predators. Not me, because I'm not a criminal. Super predators. I don't commit crimes. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not offended by the statement because, you know, it is true to be a freaking super predator. But it's not based off of color. It's on both sides. You know, if you are a serial killer, no matter what color you are a super predator. If you are a repeat felon, like dangerous crime, like I don't mean like, you know, robbing somebody because that, you know, robbing a store because people rob because they're hungry. But to my like, you know, like you rob people, assaults, batteries, you are a super criminal. So I'm not offended by the term. But my point is, though, he was able to say that on the floor. And no Democrat said, okay, we have to sit him down. We can't, you know, let him speak. This guy became the president, the vice president. Okay. Civil rights. Long tangent. The Civil Rights Division is going to need more lawyers and announced that within 30 days that the Justice Department will double its enforcement staff for protecting the right to vote. Now, that's the part that I really got a problem with there. So he said their focus will be a raft of new voting laws. Oh, then we have a purpose now. Passed by Republican-controlled states in the wake of 20. In other words, he wants to undo the legal laws on the voting that were passed after the states that are led by Republicans realized there was theft. And when the states realized that on January 6th, that the people in Congress, mind you, y'all, let me give y'all a little background here. When the military monitored the elections, okay, in real time, they have the data in real time. They are required by law to give a report to every member of legislation, Congress, the Senate, the local levels, okay, and to both campaigns. They are required to show everybody the evidence that they're within 45 days of the election ending, they are required to show evidence if there is a fraud, to give them a report, to show them the evidence, to show them everything. What that means is before December 14th happened, and the legislators and the states began to certify their states, everyone knew 100% that there was fraud. They had the evidence, they had the reports, they had the knowledge of it. Now that's important because that's why 7 out of 8 swing states that were controlled by the 7 that were controlled by GOP majorities, they issued their alternate slate of electors. A lot of folks don't even understand that, y'all. To this very day, people don't realize that the GOP in 7 out of 8 swing states submitted their own slate of electors to vote for Trump because they had the report of the fraud. Are you hearing me? And what happened was the Democrats in those states, in the media, they rushed to hurry up and do an audit. And this video out there, they would not allow the alternate slate of electors that were chosen by the state GOP legislations to get into the building. And then they had the cameras in the buildings where the ones who were rejected by law, the state lawmakers can reject the original slate of electors and choose their own, and they chose their own, and the media blacked that out, and you can find it on Newsmax, you can find it on the Epoch Times, you can see the reports, the news of it. They didn't show it on Fox, they didn't put it on CNN, nowhere else. And what happened? They made sure that no one knew. To this day, a large portion of the people don't know that we had alternate slate of electors that were chosen after the fraud was discovered. After it was discovered. And they still certified. So when you tell me, not you, but when someone tells me, well, is anything happened to people in Congress? Yes, everyone that signed on the 6th. Absolutely, 100% knew you had a month, almost 2 months to look at the evidence. And you still certified for Biden. They're going to jail, y'all. Listen to me. I'm going to park here for a minute. I'm not talking about a normal amount of arrests here. This is the first time we've had this level of treason in this country. I'm telling you, there's only 7 senators that voted to object to the election results on January 6th. One of them being Ted Cruz. Those seven are the only ones who are not going down. I'm telling you, and I'm hearing it from more than just, you know, news sources, alt media. I'm hearing it from people on the inside that if the plan goes through, because remember now, this is a military operation. A lot can go wrong in a military operation. You can have, and I want to say it, but someone can get killed, and this will all stop. It takes one lucky shot, man, and this is a wrap. Or whatever. Anything can happen to set it. I won't say too much now, because I want to. So it has to go, the plan has to succeed. And after, because Trump has to get back into the White House first before they can make arrests. Unless they're going to turn this into a third world country. And then the military does a Myanmar. But they just say, you know what, forget it. We're going to do it ourselves. Which is not, you know, necessarily an option that I'm against. But just saying, there are better ways to get it done in a free country. So they all knew. 105 or something like that, GOP in Congress voted to object. The rest didn't. So over 300 members. So basically, 75% of Congress is done. They're done. Like when it's all is over, it's going to be exposed that they knew way back, and they still certified it. And in Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution, you know, you can remove every official that committed treason. You can impeach all of them. You can literally impeach. Well, who would do the impeaching? The U.S. Marshals and the military. Removed. Everyone will be removed. Tribunaled. Some executed. Some life in prison. I think what will really happen when this all gets to that point, this will be a lot of suicides. A lot of suicide. A lot of real suicide. Not cover story suicides. Real ones. So when they certified it in January 6th, y'all, they already had the full knowledge of what was going on. They already knew. The media knew. Because they have people that are still tied to intelligence that work in the media. The media knew. What do you think Trump is saying, y'all, when he's saying China should pay $12 trillion for, you know, for their role in the virus that hit hit America? What's he saying here? Let me tell you what. How do you make a country that attacked us pay? China is not going to give us $12 trillion. He knows that. But how do you make them pay? You owe us. We're gonna sue you. You owe us $12 trillion. We're not paying you. Okay. Let's find out how many corporations you own over here. And what do? You confiscate them. Didn't Trump do an executive order back in 2018 that allows him to confiscate personal properties and corporations and companies and assets for interfering in the election? Did he not sign that EO? Who owns Hollywood, y'all? You know, are you aware that in Hollywood, they make more money in China than they make in the U.S.? 2/3 of their income, of what they make with movies, come from China. Are you hearing me? Who owns the media? And if we dig deep enough, we'll start to see that, you know, China has at least a controlling interest in most big companies. Even Jeff Bezos' company. So if Trump were to say, we're going to make you pay, we're not paying. Okay, we'll take all this stuff from y'all. Lock up the CEOs. Hello, see where it's going, y'all? You see where it's going? How many CEOs stepped down in the last year? 1,000? Literally 1,000. That's their plan. That's the playbook. to shut down, you're going to pay reparations. $12 trillion. We're not paying it. Okay. We'll take your assets and you will pay. We won't give you a dime of the money that you're making here. We're going to fire all of your directors. We're going to fire all of your agents that are in these companies. We're going to send them back home to your country or tribunals. And you won't make any money all the different game. And we won't cut the supply chain off, bring it back to the U.S. And we're not going to borrow any more stuff. We're not buying any more crap from y'all. We ain't buying no drugs. We ain't buying no pills. We ain't buying no masks. We ain't buying no iPhones, no Androids. We want to move everything back here to the U.S. This is the playbook of Donald John Trump, y'all. This is what making America great again looks like. It's not about bringing us back to a slavery. Bringing back the imports, the corporations, the companies, the jobs, the money, the influence, the power. Making our own drugs, making our own medicines, making our own safety equipment, giving everything, bringing it back home. Bringing it all back home. Becoming self-sufficient so that if we want to do business with you, it'll be a choice. Not an obligation because you have all the power. Are you aware why we haven't been back to space yet? With a manned craft? You know why? Because after those periods, after the Space Shuttle Challenger crashed or blew up, our scientists, they sold the information to China. Are you hearing me? The news said, oh, well, we lost the technology to get back to the moon. What they're really saying is, how do you forget? How do you lose technology? You don't lose it, do you? Once you discover something, you know it. You can duplicate it. You can't forget that all of the scientists forgot at one time. What happened, y'all, is after the Space Shuttle Challenger crash in the 70s, and I saw it live on TV in school. After that blew up, our scientists sold the patents and the rights to space travel with mancraft to China. That's why we haven't gone back to the moon. Well, I believe there's more than that, but that's just me. I'm not going to that theory here. I want to distract from the point here. They sold it to China, so we haven't gone back there. And my point is this, y'all. They've been owning us for a long time. They've been buying corporations, buying property, not property, but not really buying. They've been taking our ideas and our inventions, our tech for decades. And now we're finally realizing 40, 50 years later, oh, they've been robbing us, you think? And they were getting ready to take us over until Trump came along and said, no, you will not. This is why Trump was willing to lose $1 billion in net worth, where every other president has gained, $1 billion or not all gained $1 billion, but they gained a lot of money. They all gained hundreds of millions of dollars. Trump lost $1 billion because he knew that it's a small price to pay to be able to have freedom. Are you hearing me? If he lost $2 billion, it's a small price to pay to not have Chinese government running our country. I went way off on a tangent. I get that American flag, on my shoulder, and I just can't get it off. I get it. I don't know how you can live here and not love this country. I don't know how you can be here and not love it. I mean, it's the greatest country in the history of the world. God gave us this country, y'all. Can you let me get off on it? I'm off the reservation. I'm so far off the deep end now. I'm gonna stay here for a while. Can you believe, y'all, that those of you out there who are Christians, like me, I'm a Christian. I'm not going to preach to you here today, but I'm making a point here. Do you realize that the Apostle Paul didn't have these liberties? That the Apostle Paul and Jesus himself didn't have these liberties? They weren't allowed to go out there, to go out there and preach the gospel like that in the streets. They couldn't stand, they were not, it was unlawful for them to go out there and stand on the corner, especially if you're not a Pharisee or Sadducee. You had to be, approved. You had to be a priest or one of the approved to even speak the word of God. And you had to do it, in the temple. You couldn't do it in the street unless, it was sanctioned by the government. And if you weren't one of those types, you couldn't do it at all. They were out there in the streets talking about this. They were breaking the law, people. A lot of people don't realize it. They were breaking the law. That's why they kept getting arrested. Paul spent the majority of his entire ministry in jail. He wrote half his letters in jail. Why? Because he was always breaking the law by going out there and just speaking his mind. What's my point here? We have never had even a time when the Messiah was on the earth, God himself was on the earth. He wasn't even on the earth at a time like this. But we had freedom. We have freedom here in the U.S. Go to China and preach the gospel. They will cut your head off. Go to Iran. You can't say what you want to say everywhere. You can't do what you want to do everywhere. That's legal, that is. That's not criminal behavior. In the U.S., you can talk about the gospel. You can be a Luciferian occultist. You can be an evil racist. No one's going to stop you from doing the worst of the worst. You can be the worst of the worst. Nobody's going to stop you legally. Because you have a right here. People say, well, that's makes America so bad, the racism. Really? Because there's more people out here who are not racist than there are people who are. How did Obama get elected? You all aware that the black people here were only about 11% of the entire population. How did Obama get in office twice? Almost 70% of this country is white. If there's so much race, I know I'm on again. There's so much racism in America. How did he win twice? Well, he cheated. He probably did cheat. But you ain't tell me that you ain't gonna tell me that he got 60 million votes from cheating. A large portion of that, he had a lot of white people supporting him. Show me where the racism is. That's so broad and vast that you must hate this country. Show me where it's at. Please, I'm a black man. And if I can't see it, I know it's here somewhere. But you have to look remotely. Notice how racism is so hard to find that they have to create it. They have to hire actors to do stupid stuff. How many of these false flags out here on blacks in America have been exposed later on as being a black man that started it, that painted on a wall or whatever? I mean, they're being exposed left and right. They have to engineer this stuff because it's so hard to find. You can find it now. It's there. We live in the greatest country in history. And I don't know how anyone could dislike this country so much. So Merrick Garland wants to, I went off on a tangent. I do apologize. I have like 5 stories that I have to get to. And I won't get to none of them today. Probably maybe two more of them and that's it. But I just felt like I had to get that out of me because it was in me for a couple of days now. So Merrick Garland is saying that he wants to the civil rights division he wants to reverse the legal voting laws that we're giving to the states. Are you hearing me? The Constitution give voting law privileges to the states, not the federal government. He wants to undo that stuff. Why? Because he says that it violates the civil rights of the people. When the voting right laws that were passed are the same laws that we have for other stuff like voter ID. You can't write a check by the ID. You can't apply for a car by the ID. But yet everything requires ID, but you can't have. So he's trying to signal. And then here's what's happening now. I'm gonna end this show soon. But he's threatening to send his Biden is, and this is a, I read the piece on Facebook and on Telegram. It was a tweet from a lawyer, I forget his name offhand. And he was talking about, he has intel from somebody on the inside that said that that Merrick Garland was going to come down, send the FBI down there to seize the results of the election. Okay. They want to seize the results of the election. Like, like stop them from telling the world that it's the result, because they know that. Here, right here, this is from Matthew DiPerno, that's the name, the famous lawyer. And this is Matthew DiPerno. He's not no hack lawyer. He's a well-known attorney. A source tells me Merrick Garland and the DOJ are weighing two options. One, shut down the AZ audit by seizing everything now. Or two, allowing the results to be published. They are debating the anger of 72 million voters versus the potential decertification of multiple states. Are you hearing me? There's only one audit, people, that's actually going on. It actually is finished. But they're worried about decertifying all the states. Why? Because when it comes to the ballots itself, if there are fraudulent ballots, that only applies to that one state. But when you have a machine, a machine that's been purposely used to cause fraud, then it becomes and it was used in multiple states, 30 states, 30 it was used in 30 or more states, then it becomes a national problem. Here's a piece in the Gateway Pundit. It says, developing the same suspicious SQL software discovered in Michigan voting machines was just found in Pennsylvania Dominion voting machines. And without reading this whole thing to you, the software allows for a backdoor to be given to people to get into the software to change the votes remotely. Are you hearing me? They just found this here, in Michigan, and they also found it again, in PA, and also I believe that they're finding it also in Georgia. Now here's the problem with this here. If they find, and I think I already have, if they prove, if they show evidence that they found this same software in the machine that's in Arizona, it's a wrap. Every state that used that machine, automatically is decertified, or it should be. And this is a choice that can be made, even if there isn't an audit in every state. Now, there's one more thing too. By the constitutional, and this is what came from someone, I can't remember his name now, but I know Dave from X-22 Report said it last night, and I forget his name. I forget the guy's name offhand that originated this this piece. I think it's We the People on Telegram. I believe it is. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's We the People on Telegram, and they're the original people who thought of this here. But according to law, Congress can't certify the election unless all 50 states certify. Are you hearing me? So what this means is if one state decertifies, then everything is off. Congress can't certify the election anymore until every state certifies. So if Arizona, today, Arizona decertifies, the election is now null and void. And then it causes, and then of course, we're going to have multiple states decertify. That's why. The reason being is because you need 50 states to all certify. Even though Biden will have over 270 still, You need all 50 states to do certify. Now, if they switch their votes and give it to Trump, then it's still certified. It's just going to be Biden has fewer wins. I mean, fewer votes, but he still wins. But if they recall, and that's it, they just recall. They don't give him to Trump. Because I was trying to figure out, well, they can just give it to Trump, right? And they can't. They can, but it will require the other states to get involved too. But if you just recall it, then you don't have 50 states that have votes for anyone. You can't certify the elections. And you know what, y'all? This is all that was needed on January 6th. All it took was for one state to not certify the election. And then that would have started the entire audit thing that we're on now. It was postponed, pushed back. Mike Pence and him, I believe, you know, he's not white hat, y'all. Mike Pence is not white hat, but I do believe that he was being used and he cut a deal to do certain things. I do believe that. Even though the deal he made probably got him arrested for that. So they're finding his software now. And it's on more than one, you know, so now this is a systemic issue. The Arizona audit, if they don't stop it from happening, from the results from coming out, it's going to bury them. They know this. They already understand this, y'all. And when that happens, what's going to happen is it goes down to the 12th amendment where the Supreme Court would have to take the case. They would have to because there wouldn't be a president anymore, and they would have to send this back to the states for a vote. We have 37 state majorities now. We only had 29. Somebody got 28, 29 before January 20th. Or January 6th, rather. We only had 27, 28. We now have 37 state majorities, with the majority of them being people that Trump campaigned for to push into office. You don't think that they're going to vote for Trump? And we're going to have this vote happen. And when it does, it's over. Now, it's only over for Trump. With the number of senators and congressmen that will be removed from office, we have to have new elections for everyone else. This is why I believe it has to happen before August. I ain't saying that I'm not giving you a date. I'm saying it has to happen before August so that they can hurry up and get stuff going to have an election in November again. They give candidates time to get ready. You got a month to campaign. And then, an election for the down ballots. This is going to happen, y'all. It hopefully happened this year. But we're on the brink of some serious things that we haven't seen before in this country. And the media will go off on this. Just be ready. Be prayerful. Keep the faith. And let's win back this country for America and for God.